Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The center fielder, D. Miles. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. And now, play ball. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert juggles the ball. That's an error on Siebert. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Hayes reaches second base with a double. Siebert moves to third. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling takes first base on ball four. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Rubling moves to second. It's 2-0, Athletics. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-1 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Finney moves to second. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miles, who is chasing the ball. Williams reaches third base with a triple. Finney scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-1 in the game. Tabor strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hayes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Athletics. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rubling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Miles moves to second. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potter hits a pop-up towards the mound. Bagby catches it and throws to second to double up Miles. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. Brancato hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0-for-1 in the game. Desautels hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to third. Desautels moves to second. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into right field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0-for-2 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doerr. McCoy moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McCoy scores. It's 4-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to third. Siebert moves to second. Fritz Ostermuller now pitching. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Siebert moves to third. Hayes moves to second. It's 5-1, Athletics. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rubeling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Rubeling reaches second base with a double. Siebert scores. Hayes scores. Miles moves to third. It's 7-1, Athletics. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potter strikes out. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-3 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-2 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoy for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Desautels hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Siebert strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Miles hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Desautels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to third. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rubeling. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Rubeling steals second. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 0-for-3 in the game. Tabor hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-4 in the game. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoy hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Cronin hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Desodles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desodles is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Desodles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Siebert strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-1, Athletics. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Miles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Rubling takes first base on ball 4. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio pinch hits for Fritz Ostermueller. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Miles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-4 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 9, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.